cover. Festive decorations went up across Oldham, despite the pandemic. The courts shown are Trinity House, Tandle View Court, St. Herbert's Court and Holland Close. Pages 2 and 3. Around the courts. The COVID pandemic meant that Christmas activities were more restricted than normal in 2020, but nevertheless, everyone got into the festive spirit, whilst observing the safety rules. Here is a selection from across the courts. Millgate, Hollins. Just before Christmas, residents enjoyed a socially distanced afternoon tea in the lounge at Cluffgate House, with catering from Petal Bloom in Chadderton and a donation of 55 boxes of mince pies from Morrison's supermarket in Hollinwood. Schoolhouse Flats, Hollinwood, as they weren't able to have a Christmas party for the residents this year, court voices. Marie and Anita made Christmas party food boxes for the residents so that they could at least have some enjoyment. Lido House, Groton and Hood Square, Springhead. The residents at Hood Square and Lido House received a goodie bag from local councillor Stephen Hewitt. Some Groton residents volunteered to pack and organise the goodie bags. Mrs. Mills of Lido House was one of the happy residents who received a bag. The bags contained hats, scarves, books, cake, chocolate, biscuits, etc. It was a lovely gesture from the local councillor. St. Herbert's Court, Chadderton, court manager Tara Harrop was successful in securing £182 through the Oldham Community Recovery Fund. This meant Tara could have a Christmas buffet lunch delivered to each tenant within St. Herbert's Court at no cost to them. Pictured is a resident at St. Herbert's Court, delighted with the festive lunch delivered to the door. Charles Morris House, Failsworth. Tenants normally get invited to the Co-op Academy for a Christmas party, but due to COVID restrictions this couldn't happen. So they brought treats to them instead. Then on Christmas Day afternoon, Failsworth Salvation Army kindly brought tea for all the tenants and staff to enjoy. Violet Hill Court, Waterhead. Court manager Joanne said, as we were unable to have a Christmas party at Violet Hill Court, we gave out surprise Christmas hamper sacks, Dr. Kershaw scratch cards and a mince pie from the local bakery to each tenant. Thank you to Violet Hill Social Club for funding this, and a big thank you to Joan and Janet, our court voices, for helping me deliver them. Home Instead Senior Care once again offered their Santa to a senior scheme, where they ask for gifts for older people to be distributed to the elderly who may not receive a present from anyone else, to the Housing 21 courts in Oldham and residents at Trinity House, Oldham were among the recipients. Residents also received Age UK Christmas lunch boxes filled with goodies. Another particularly uplifting feature of this festive season was the efforts of local primary school children in making and sending Christmas cards and letters to residents in several of our schemes, including from St. Thomas Lees Field to the residents of Springlees Court, Springhead, Hodgeclough School, Moorside to Trinity House, Oldham and Crompton Primary School to St. Herbert's Court, Chadderton. Other news from around the courts includes Old Mill House, Springhead. Residents are busy collecting items for the Oldham Food Bank. The residents were so overwhelmed by the generosity they were shown by the local community and friends of Old Mill over the Christmas period that they decided they wanted to give something back. Court manager Diane comments, "We are so lucky at Old Mill to have such great support from our community, local councillors, friends and volunteers, and this is always appreciated. The food bank collection is their way of saying thank you. This will be an ongoing project that will continue throughout the year. They have already made one donation and are well on their way to donating their second one." Residents have also been busy making Easter chicks to sell to raise money for funds, which are going really well. They have also had some lovely heart key rings donated by a member of our local community, which we are also selling. All the money raised will be split between the Residence Fund and the Alzheimer's Society, which is a charity very close to people's hearts at Old Mill. Everyone is keeping really busy and positive, and we are looking forward to the day when we can get our court back to being busy and thriving again, just like it should be. The new year brought good news for the residents of Holland Close, Delft. When court manager Marion Williams found that her application for £3,500 funding from the National Lottery Community Fund had been successful. The project is to better utilize the outside space to create more seating areas, to meet COVID-19 regulations, as currently there are only two main areas to socially distance. Well done, Marion. Green Fingers, Housing 21 Grounds Maintenance Contractor, carries out works of social value free of charge, as part of their ongoing activities. Recent examples include Joan Graham from Burnley Street, is a regular participant in the Housing 21 Annual Garden Competition, with an emphasis on fruit and vegetables. She loves to grow strawberries and raspberries in troughs behind her bungalow, and they were showing signs of age and wear and tear. Green Fingers emptied them completely and relined with new membrane before filling again with soil. She was over the moon with the work and very grateful. They have also, over the last couple of months, delivered soil to many schemes across the borough for residents to use for their communal gardening projects. This follows a similar donation last year. Page 4. Vaccinations. Thousands of people are already being immunized against COVID-19 in Oldham as part of our community vaccination program. Having the vaccine is the best way to protect the most vulnerable people from coronavirus and has the potential to save tens of thousands of lives. How we'll contact you. If you are registered with a GP in Oldham, you will be contacted directly from your practice or an NHS representative when it is your turn to be vaccinated. Please note, you may receive a call from a mobile phone number, but the caller will identify themselves. If you live in Oldham but are registered with a practice outside the borough, you will be contacted by representatives from that local authority area. The caller will identify themselves and say they are calling on behalf of your GP and they are getting in touch about booking an appointment for a coronavirus vaccine. The caller will then offer dates and times for you to attend clinic. They will also give the location of the site where you will receive it. This may not be your usual surgery. The COVID-19 vaccination is given in two doses. You will be given an appointment for your second dose 3 to 12 weeks after having the first dose. The callers booking vaccinations will not ask for any other personal details other than asking you to confirm your name. They certainly will not ask for any money. Sadly, we have already been alerted to possible phone scams with callers asking for payment for access to vaccinations. It has also been brought to our attention that there is someone knocking on doors, offering the vaccine. This is also a scam. Do not let this person into your home, give them any personal details or accept anything from them. Once you have received the vaccination, you must not drive for 15 minutes afterwards. You will need to remain in clinic until that time has elapsed. It is important that you attend your vaccination appointment. But if for any reason you can't, let your GP know as soon as possible so your slot can be offered to another resident. If you are eligible and haven't been vaccinated by your GP already, you may also receive another invitation from the NHS offering you the option of attending the mass vaccination centre at the Etihad campus in Manchester or a local pharmacy. Page 5 Vaccine Poster. Housing 21 Staying Safe in 2021. Reasons to wear a mask and maintain social distancing even after you're vaccinated. 1. Vaccines don't provide immediate protection. 2. COVID vaccines may not prevent you from spreading the virus. 3. Masks protect people with compromised immune systems. 4. Masks protect against any strain of the coronavirus, in spite of genetic mutations. The best hope for ending the pandemic is the team approach: masks, social distancing, vaccine. Masks remain effective, careful and consistent use is essential. Page 6, over to you. Kath and Peter Evis, Hopwood Court residents. Kath and Peter are both in their 80s. Kath is originally from Failsworth, Peter from Daverholm. Kath, née Hitchin, attended St. John's Church of England School in Failsworth and went on to join the St. John's Operatic Society, where she appeared in many shows but not, Kath hastened to add, as a singer, but as a dancer. That was in the 1950s and St. John's Operatic Society was very well known in those days. Kath then went to work at British Aerospace in Chadderton, where she met Peter in 1963. After a whirlwind romance, they married in 1964. They had to find somewhere to live and decided on a 10-mile radius of their employer and decided to buy a newly built bungalow on Shore Avenue in Shore, just off Buckstones Road. The garden backed straight onto the Pennines and they spent their married life there, having two daughters, Lynn and Alison. Lynn works for Oldham Council's housing team, in partnership with Housing 21. They also had a dog, Max. For 14 years he'd been Lynn's dog as a puppy, but became too much to manage, so Kath and Peter took him in and this turned out to be a good thing, because they were able to keep fit, taking Max out on the Pennine Hills behind their home. When they were first married, Peter had a Triumph Herald, which he stripped down to the chassis and rebuilt in fiberglass as a Triumph Vitesse. The chief engineer at British Aerospace came out to look at it and couldn't believe it. They had the car for 14 years, using it on many family holidays. Kath left British Aerospace in the 1960s to have the family, before starting work again as the children got older. Her last job before retirement was at First Choice Homes, Oldham. Eventually, Peter was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and they began to struggle in their bungalow, so decided to move to Hopwood Court. Kath says it's the best move they ever made. They'd only just moved in. Kath was exhausted when court manager Joan asked them to join people in the lounge. Kath was trying to work out what was going on. A few people were playing games on the TV when Joan asked if she'd like to join in. Kath was very tired, but agreed to try. The game was TV Skittles and at Kath's first go, she knocked them all down. Everyone cheered, so Kath repeated it and ended up as champion. Kath reckons she must be the reigning champion, because then COVID struck and they haven't been able to play since. Kath added, "I just want to say how nice it is living in Hopwood Court, the court manager, the care staff, the cook, the cleaner and the hairdresser all make a fantastic team making sure all the tenants are well looked after. We could not have picked a nicer home. Everyone is pleasant, speaking to each other as we pass on the corridors, at a safe distance of course, keeping everyone safe. We have a lovely garden here that is well maintained. It is a pleasure to walk around or sit on one of the many benches. At night the garden is illuminated, so that we can still enjoy the view." Marjorie Schofield, caterer at Hopwood Court, High Crompton. "Kath has also contacted us at Housing 21, to express her appreciation of their caterer, Marjorie. Marjorie has been the caterer at Hopwood Court for about 12 months which, because of COVID, is just about as difficult a start as anyone could have had. Kath wanted to let everyone know what a fantastic job Marjorie has done. She does all the catering on her own, offering a menu of lovely hot meals, sandwiches and a selection of desserts, all at excellent value for money. She caters each day Monday to Friday and Sundays too, offering a Sunday roast. She even did Christmas Day and Boxing Day. As a result of the pandemic, people are unable to physically visit the restaurant at the moment, so Marjorie puts the food in containers and delivers to residents' doors. She's recently done a survey to find out what things residents like best, and Kath can't wait for the results. Thanks very much to Marjorie, keep up the good work. Page 7. Connect 21 Online Tenant Conference. Housing 21 held an online tenant conference on Thursday, the 21st of January, for Oldham residents. Presentations were delivered from Chief Executive Bruce Moore and Head of Service Ruth Ryan. It was an opportunity for residents to meet the new Executive Director of Retirement Living, Pam Mastrantonio, and there was a question and answer session. The event concluded with a well-being session, which everyone enjoyed. If you'd like to get involved with improving our services, we have a number of different opportunities depending on your interests and commitments. Become a court voice for your court, bungalow or community. Become a tenant inspector working alongside the property team as a critical friend. Become a green ambassador supporting our grounds maintenance contract. Contribute an idea or article for our Wellbeing 21 newsletter. Volunteer on your court or in your community. Please note that with the current COVID situation, some opportunities aren't open until it is safe to do so, or we are delivering online meetings. Find out more by contacting Issy Howard, Partnerships Manager, on 07917-708-835, isabel.howard@housing21.org.uk, or speaking to your court manager. Housing 21 Fab Neighbour Awards 2021. Do you know a Housing 21 resident that is always helping others? Do they deserve to be recognised? Closing date for entries is Friday, the 19th of March, 2021. Please speak to your court manager. Only open to Housing 21 residents. Page 8. What can your NHS dentist do for you? The NHS provides essential treatments needed to keep your mouth, teeth and gums healthy and free of pain. Any treatment that is clinically necessary should be available. Here is some advice and details of the treatments and costs, giving you the knowledge to smile with confidence. Your first routine visit the dental practice will take your medical and dental history, if available, and carry out a checkup, examining your mouth, teeth and gums. Following your checkup, if your dentist recommends dental treatment, you will be given a plan. This outlines all the treatments you are having and how much they will cost. If you are not given a treatment plan, ask for one. Your dentist will recommend a date for your next visit. People with good oral health may need to attend once every 12 to 24 months, but those with more problems may need to visit more often. Visiting your dentist during the COVID-19 pandemic, please only visit your practice if you have an appointment, and book an appointment only if essential dentists are currently prioritizing the vulnerable or those with the most urgent need. Appointments for some routine treatments, such as dental checkups, may have to be rescheduled for a later date. Your practice will look a little different than usual, as they will be operating in a way that observes COVID-19 social distancing and hygiene rules to ensure everyone's safety. Emergency dental care. Anyone who needs emergency dental care should first call their dental practice. If you cannot contact your dentist or do not have one, patients are advised to use the NHS 111 online service, www.111.nhs.uk. Payment. You pay a contribution towards the cost of your care and are charged for treatments depending on which band they fall into. All NHS treatments are covered with a 12-month guarantee. Band 1, including emergency treatment, £23.80, Band 2, £65.20, Band 3, £282.80. You don't have to pay for NHS dental treatments if you are under 18 or under 19 and in full-time education, pregnant or have had a baby in the previous 12 months being treated in an NHS hospital, and your treatment is carried out by the hospital dentist, but you may have to pay for any dentures or bridges, receiving low-income benefits, or you're under 20 and a dependent of someone receiving low-income benefits. Treatments Band 1, Emergency Treatment, covers emergency care, such as pain relief and temporary fillings. Band 1 covers an examination, diagnosis, a scale and polish if clinically needed, preventative care, such as fluoride varnish, and advice on how to prevent future problems. Band 2 covers everything listed in Band 1, plus any further treatment such as fillings, root canal work or removal of teeth. Band 3 covers everything listed in Bands 1 and 2, plus crowns, dentures, bridges and other laboratory work. Find out more. The NHS website has more information about dental services: www.nhs.uk/using-the-nhs/nhs-services/dentists. Page 9. Money matters. Are you getting what you're entitled to? More than a million pensioners across the country aren't claiming money they're entitled to. Could you be one of them? In this article, we look at the financial support available to people over state pension age. Top up with pension credit. If you're single and your weekly income, including your pension, is below £175.20, or below £268.50 if you're in a couple, you might be entitled to a top up by applying for pension credit. Almost 50,000 households eligible for pension credit across Greater Manchester are not claiming it, and the government is encouraging people to apply for it. The average amount received by those who are claiming is more than £60 a week. And it's not just the additional weekly payment you could receive. People who get pension credit can also get a free TV license, free dental treatment and eye tests, and possibly help with housing costs and heating bills in the colder months. To help further, if you apply for pension credit, you may be able to get up to 3 months backdated payment from the day you were first entitled up to the date you apply. Some people have had as much as £1,000 in backdated payments. Even if you have savings, a private pension, or you own your own home, you could still be entitled to pension credit. Attendance allowance. If you need care to continue living independently in your home, you might be entitled to attendance allowance. It's not means tested, but you must be over state pension age, currently 65 and a half, and need what's called frequent attention from someone else during the day, such as help with eating, washing and dressing. If you fulfill either the day or the night conditions, the maximum attendance allowance is currently £59.70 a week. If you fulfill both the day and the night conditions, it's £89.15 a week. If you are living in one of our extra care schemes, then you can get attendance allowance if you pay all your own fees, called self-funding. Otherwise, you cannot claim it. Council tax reduction. If you live alone, your council tax should be reduced by 25%. Check if reduction for single occupancy is shown on your bill. If it's not, then tell your council and ask for it to be backdated to whenever you started living alone at your address. If you receive pension credit, then your council tax bill could be reduced further and, in some cases, there will be no council tax to pay. Don't miss out. Check whether you can claim extra money that you're entitled to. Page 10. What should I do during a power cut? Switch off all electrical appliances that shouldn't be left unattended, ready for when the power comes back on. Leave a light on so you know when the power outage has been resolved. Wrap up warm. Contact Electricity Northwest to report the power cut, either by calling 105 or via their other channels 0800-195-4141 or www.enwl.co.uk. How can I prepare for a power cut? Keep a torch handy, it's much safer than using candles. Get a battery-powered or wind-up radio, useful for keeping up to date with relevant local news. Keep warm, keep a blanket and warm clothing handy, and fill a vacuum flask or hot water bottle. Stock your cupboard with food and drink that doesn't require electricity to prepare it. Keep your mobile phone and laptop fully charged. Check your network operator's website or social media channels for updates. Can I use my phone during a power cut? Cordless phones probably won't work during a power cut. They take their power from the mains and most don't have battery backup. Traditional corded phones will work. In most cases, mobile phones will work if they are charged. If you are on the priority services register and you have a power cut, you should continue to call the phone number that you have been given. A day in the life of Asif Aslam, Housing 21 contracts manager. I have been employed directly by Housing 21 for 5 months. I was previously contracts manager for 3 years with Cruden Property Services, working for Housing 21. Having worked altogether in the housing sector for over 19 years, as a building surveyor, supervisor and contracts manager. Following the unfortunate demise of my previous employer Cruden Property Services, I was really excited with the opportunity Housing 21 gave me to join the team directly employed as contracts manager. I realized quickly that Housing 21 is a fantastic organization to work for with great staff and residents. I am responsible for over 40 contractors, providing a responsive repairs, maintenance and serving program for the residents of Housing 21 in the Oldham area. Along with my colleagues, I manage the contractors in delivering a cost-effective, reliable and efficient service for the residents. A typical working day would be something like this. With the restrictions of lockdown, I have been working from home. I start my day by checking emails and actioning them appropriately. I then check diaries with the contractors and make sure all appointments are responded to in a COVID-safe manner, whether any contractors are experiencing any difficulties, for example with staff having to self-isolate, that the flow of materials is available, and how best to manage all these requirements in these challenging times. Throughout the day, I communicate with the repairs team and contractors, to ensure that all jobs are completed within the required time frames, in a safe manner. I do site visits throughout the week, meeting residents and contractors to deliver a smooth service for all residents. I really enjoy working with the team and get great satisfaction in providing a modern, forward-thinking 21st century service for the residents of Housing 21. Back page. Our contact details. Housing 21. Units 403/404. Chambers Business Centre. Chapel Road. Oldham. OL84QQ. Email, oldhaminquiries@housing21.org.uk. Customer Services Telephone, 0345 604 4447. Other useful telephone numbers. Repairs Line, 24 hours. 0800 032 1215. Oldham Council Main Switchboard. 0161 770 3000. You can access lots of our services online at www.oldham.gov.uk. Council Tax. 0161-770-6622. council.tax@oldham.gov.uk. Environmental Health. 0161-770-2244. environmentalhealth@oldham.gov.uk. Housing Benefits and Council Tax Reduction Scheme. 0161-770-6633. benefits@oldham.gov.uk. Payment Line. 0161-770-6611. 24-hour Automated Payment Service. Registrars. 0161-770-8960. Waste and Recycling. 0161-770-6644. waste@oldham.gov.uk. Age UK Oldham. 0161-633-0213. Ring and Ride. 0161-652-0248. Citizens Advice Bureau. 0844-847-2638. Silverline. Confidential Friendship Support. 0800-470-8090. NHS Advice. 111. Police Non-Emergency. 101. Oldham Community Leisure. 0161-207-7000. Action Together. Formerly Voluntary Action Oldham. 0161-339-2345. Oldham Library. Greaves Street. 0161-770-8000. Making Space. Tandle View, Royton. 07966-887-152. Oldham Community Transport. 0161-633-0097, Mobility Scooters and Wheelchairs. 0161-633-0040. Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service. Book a Safe and Well appointment. 0800-555-815. https://www.manchesterfire.gov.uk/staying-safe/what-we-do/safe-and-well-visit